I was going to talk about the death of JFK Jr. and what it may or may not mean, how the media has jumped all over it as if necrophiliacs at a wake, and how the murder of a driver on the Carquinez Bridge in the Bay Area because they were driving too slow for the taste of some other motorist says a lot more about what America is now and perhaps just how far we really have come from the promise of Camelot. But I went to the doctor yesterday, and I'm less than thrilled about the experience. I'm really less than thrilled that the Republicans pushed through another bill that protects the bastards that run these damn HMOs, and that they did so using their same old tired BS about saving the world from socialism, free enterprise, and all that yada yada. And y'all bought it again. I went to the doctor, like I said, and let me say, I like my doctor, and I think I have pretty good insurance. What scares me is that I can see that despite whether my doctor is a good one or not, the system forces him to treat me like some kind of animal on a conveyor belt. I come in, sign in, wait, then go into a room, and then wait some more, and then wait some more. And then the doc rushes in and spends 10 minutes with me as I try to tell him what's wrong. Then he tells me that he'll set up an appointment for a month down the road to take care of a lump I have in my neck, and he'll make a referral to a specialist for a skin problem. See ya. Then I get out and I go out in a waiting room and I wait some more while the office workers wade through the morass of the insurance paperwork to tell me that they'll have to clear the referral with my HMO's IPA and then they'll call me. So I went to the doctor and what did I get? Well, so far, nothing, but the promise that I'll get a referral. That is, if the IPA, which is to the best of my knowledge some hack in an office somewhere, decides that I deserve to get some treatment. Of course, that presupposes that whatever's in my neck won't kill me before I get my appointment approved. I think that they secretly hope it will, because that, of course, will take care of everything, and they won't have to be bothered with it anymore. I've been through this before. When I went to Central America, I needed to get some immunizations. I contacted my doctor, and the insurance company said they wouldn't cover them because it wasn't cost-effective. I argued that if I came back with some disease and got really sick, then they would have to pay for that. After much wrangling, they relented, and I got my shots. And it gets even better. When I was at the doctor's office yesterday, a friend of mine's wife came in, and it appears that she was 13 minutes late for her appointment. This apparently precipitated a crisis on the part of the paper pushers. She wasn't going to be seen, and then there was a compromise made, and she was told that she'd be able to see the doc, but she'll have to wait until 5:30. Now, I don't know the whole story, but I know this much. This woman's father just died, and her husband is very sick. Now, in the old days, when the doctor and the doctor's nurse and receptionist actually had a meaningful and therapeutic relationship with the patient, they would have known this, and perhaps they do, but they would have taken the time and extended the courtesy that was called for in a case like this. The patient would have come first, the paperwork second. Now it's all about billing and forms, not to mention that the way the HMO and therefore the doctor makes his money is in the difference between what it takes in the level of care and what it takes in the level of money. I mean, it comes down to a simple equation. Less time, more patients, less care, more profits. This is the system that the Republicans and the Democrats, for that matter, promote and defend. And people like us, the people who make up this country, the people who work more than the people of any other country in the industrialized world, the people without whom none of these rich bastards would be living in their mansions, driving their fancy cars, and getting their health care without hassle because they, unlike us, don't have to worry about whether some bean counter will approve them or not. We, the people of this land, just continue to take it. I'm always amazed when I turn on the TV, something that I don't do too often, and I hear some corporate apologist bellowing that we have the best health care in the world and that all the rich people from around the whole world come here to avail themselves of our wondrous medical marvels. Of course, what they always leave out is that those marvels are increasingly available only to the highest of the high, and the rest of us are more and more left to linger in waiting rooms, secure in the knowledge that our healthcare professional will do all that he or she can to make sure that as little is done for us as can be done. This is what the free market has wrought. We now, both rich and poor, are entitled to all the health care that we can pay for. Ah, such a deal. My name is Mike Thornton. This has been Full Logic Reverse.